Hello, everyone. Welcome to our KNZA Coaches Shows here with head coach John Polino of the Donovan West Mustangs. This locker room chat is brought to you by Bedina State Bank, Farmers Union, Midwest Agency, April Heim, and Triple L Tire. Well, it's an 0-5 here start on the season. Looking for the first win of the year is Donovan West. They have Mar Hill Mount Academy this Friday. We'll talk about that matchup here in segment number two, but real quick, we got to talk about the matchup. Just this last Friday, it was our game of the week last Friday on 103.9 KNZA. Donovan West, they took on Troy, falling by a final score of 36-0. Coach, what can you tell me about last week's matchup?
You know, they pass the ball. It's they throw the ball around the yard a lot, you know, and our first four opponents are all run heavy teams. They threw the ball around the yard a lot, and we prepared like heck for it, but it just, you know, apparently wasn't enough. And then offensively, we couldn't help our defense out at all. We couldn't sustain drives between penalties and just penalties and not being able to get first downs. Kind of anytime we get something going, or we'd get something going defensively, offensively, we'd get the ball back and we wouldn't be able to do anything with it. So it was kind of however you want to put it, we just didn't execute.
Hopefully in the upcoming weeks, you're trying to find some more offensive success, leaning back into those first 3 weeks of the season, having 6 points, 14 points, 14 points, but the last 2 weeks here, getting back-to-back shutouts. What's it going to take here to get that offense flourishing a little more after just putting up 110 yards of offense last week?
Execution. We've got to, there's all 11 guys have to execute their job at the same time. We have to be able to execute. All 11 guys have to be able to execute their jobs at the same time. So back to the basics for us. Nothing fancy. Back to the basics. We're going to line up and see if we can do our jobs.
Well, I know we talked kind of about the offensive struggles, but you look at the defensive side of things, your defense has taken a big step up considerably since last year, allowing less points per game average. Really, what's it going to take there for that defense to continue to have that improvement, but also maybe take a couple more steps into a righter direction to maybe start setting up your offense for some couple good drives?
Keeping the mentality there, right? We're trying to, you know, we kind of talked about identity a little bit last year, and we're young and we're growing, and our defensive mentality is, you know, we want to have a strong defense. So if we can keep the mentality there and keep the boys in the game and keep their heads in the game, which they seem to be, we've had some good practices this week, you know, I think staying hungry.
We'll talk more in segment number two here. Mar Hill Mount Academy on the horizon here in district play, looking for that first district win and first win here of the season for Northwest Mustangs. We'll talk more about it in segment number two. Hello, everybody. Welcome back here to segment number two of our KNZA Coaches Shows chat with John Polino, the Donovan West Mustangs. This chat brought to you by Bandina State Bank, Farmers Union Midwest Agency, April Heim, and Triple L Tire. Well, a chance to earn the first win of the season here for Donovan West this Friday against Mar Hill Mount Academy, as well as the first district win of the year. Mar Hill just one win here of the season. Last year, this matchup ended 19-14. Mar Hill barely just scraping the victory by 5 points. Coach, what can you tell me about the opponent you're facing this week?
They're going to come in ready to play. There's a lot of experience, you know, with their 19 upperclassmen. It's not going to be easy no matter which way you shake it. You can't judge teams based on their records, and when they come in here for us, it'll be, you know, back on the home turf for homecoming. So the boys should be fired up and ready to go. That Mar Hill team is an experienced team, and they're not going to lay down. So we took the same approach we take every week. Every opponent's a Super Bowl. So just trying to get that first win for these boys.
And you talk about pumping this team up again. This is a team that hasn't put up any points yet in the last 2 weeks here. You want to try to get that offense going. You got a great backfield. You just need some guys to start, you know, turning their feet and getting loose and, you know, getting some good touches, in that backfield. Again, you got Coulter Peterson, the quarterback, but also his younger brother, a freshman, Ketcher Peterson. We actually haven't talked to him about him for a couple of weeks. What can you kind of give me as a nod about him coming to this ninth matchup?
Coulter and Ketcher, Ketcher's a fullback there, and they've been our they've been kind of like our anchors back there, the old reliables, so to speak. They're there every week. They do their job every single week. We've got to execute, in other areas, and then just got to execute.
Well, lastly here, what are some big keys leading to this matchup here against this Mar Hill team? They got a very young quarterback. How are you going to defensively jump on top of that early?
Try to keep him contained. Contain him. contain him, get some pressure on him. No secret, nothing secretive there. Just, you know, young quarterbacks, they don't have the experience. So hopefully we can contain him, put some pressure on him, and force some turnovers.
Well, again, this Dauphin West Locker Room Chat brought to you by Bedina State Bank, Farmers Union, Midwest Agency, April Heim, and Triple L Tire. Coach, thank you for jumping in and joining me week by week here. Hopefully get your first win this Friday.
Thank you.
Again, that was head coach John Polino of the Dauphin West Mustangs as they take on a district non-league matchup against Mar Hill Mount Academy this Friday.